In the sports talk radio justice world, mediocre quarterback play and porous tackling are considered especially heinous. On the Lance J Show, the dedicated detectives who investigate these vicious felonies are members of an elite squad at Paragon 7 Studios. These are their stories.
So this has nothing to do with sports at all. Every once in a while, I'll see something on Instagram or on Facebook or just on the internet in general that makes me laugh that I have to share with the listening audience. So if you listen to the show, you know that I love cats. I've had several cats throughout my life, have had mostly good experiences. I think if you get a cat and it's a baby, it's like 6 to 8 weeks old, you're going to have a great relationship with that cat. If you get a cat that's like 4 years old, it could go either way. So I think the cats that I had that I got from when they were really, really little, I had an amazing bond with them. We could almost understand each other's language. That all of the signs that cats give when they really love you, the slow blinking, the purring, the sleeping next to you on your pillow, next to you, following you around. I've had those experiences. And then I had a cat. I had a cat. I got her from a rescue shelter. And I think she had been abused. She had not had good experiences. And that cat hated my guts and I hated her guts. I ended up giving her away. She couldn't stand me. I couldn't stand her. She literally ruined. I didn't have no money then. I'm like in my early 20s, just getting out of college. She peed all over my best pea coat. And back then, for me to have a decent coat, that was like, you only have a budget to get something nice maybe once a month for yourself at that time. She turned my pea coat, my navy pea coat, she literally turned it into a pea coat. And we just didn't get along at all. So I'm watching this video, and this is hilarious. I'm watching this video where, you know, basically to set the story, you have a house, you have two cats, you have a dog, you have an older woman, which I don't know if it's the mother or the big sister, and then you have a little kid. This kid is maybe like 5 or 6 or 7 years old. He's a young kid. This kid is in the kitchen. The two cats are in the kitchen. There's not a whole lot of space in this area. These two cats are in the kitchen. The kid's in the kitchen getting something to eat. He's getting a bag of chips, getting a snack, and he's about to walk into the living room to watch television. He accidentally steps on the tail of cat A. So he steps on the tail of the first cat. He steps on the tail accidentally. He's not being malicious. He just has his bag of chips. He wants to go sit in the living room with either his mother or sister, whoever the older woman was, and watch some television. So he steps on the cat's tail. But instead of consoling the cat, instead of, you know, kind of saying to the cat, oh, my bad, petting the cat, he looks at the cat and kind of shoos it out of the way. Like, get the bleep out of my way. Cat B is watching this and goes over to console Cat A and consoles Cat A for a couple of seconds. This kid is still walking into the living room. Cat B attacks the child. And the thing about cats, if you ever had a cat, they're like God's perfect creation. If you take out the vomiting and the hairball stuff, they're so cute, they're so cuddly. But cats, they all have a Michael Jordan vertical. Cats all have a 50-inch vertical. They have some hops, some skips. This cat vertically, you gotta pull this up on YouTube or on the gram, wherever you get your entertainment. This cat jumps up past where the waist is of the kid and basically is basically like going at the kid's shoulder. Like, this cat wanted all of the smoke. This cat was standing on business. I don't know if the cat that the other cat that was stepped on, I don't know if that was his wife, his girlfriend, his sister. I don't know what the situation was. But the cat went over and consoled. Cat B went over and consoled with Cat A after Cat A was stepped on. Cat B attacks the child. And then the dog, which is like a golden retriever, a fantastic dog. Golden retriever is sitting on the couch watching all of this and starts barking at the cat. Cat B while Cat B is attacking the kid. He's like, roo, 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 is barking and protects the kid from getting hemmed up by the second cat. And it's just a hilarious story. The kid is crying and distraught. And the woman sitting there, like I said, I don't know if it was a mother or a sister, but this is an incompetent person, because this woman is just sitting there watching TV and not paying attention and letting all of this happen. It's Lord of the Flies in the living room with this cat. But you've got to see it for yourself. If you ever had pets, you understand the dynamic. And just the way this little boy stepped on the tail, it was accidental. And usually if you have a pet, I know it's a little kid, but if you have a pet, you step on it, you sit on it, something like that. Oh, you pick it up. Oh, you know, I'm so sorry. I love you. So I said, this boy just dismissed the cat. Like, get out of my way. And it was on the way that second cat who watched all of this attack this little kid. That was hilarious. It's just something you don't see every day. I mean, this cat, it was arena time. It was wall-to-wall action. And cats don't usually attack unless you're a threat to them. And I've never seen a cat attack a human being for something a human being did to another cat. But that dynamic was just, you've got to see it. If you've never seen it, it's hilarious. And it just reminds you, if you've had pets and you've seen that dynamic and you got the dog, it's almost like Tom and Jerry. You got the mouse. You got Tom is chasing Jerry, and Spike is chasing Tom, who's chasing Jerry. And then you have the human beings where you can only see their legs. You can't see them from the waist up. You can only see their feet. Are yelling at all three of them. Hilarious stuff, man. HR Voices, Sirius XM, channel 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 studios, you are listening to the Lange J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
The first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Are you getting in it for money? Or are you getting into it because you love it? I come from the blocks of East Flatbush, Special Ed, Chub Rock, Brother J, Busta Rhymes, in my neighborhood, and we were slinging demos. I keep saying demos because you got popular when you had a TDK tape, or you was listening to Busy B versus Kumo D. You was watching Graffiti Rock. This culture missed all of that.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
If you see someone overdosing from drugs or alcohol, don't run. Call 911. Maryland's Good Samaritan law protects you. You cannot be legally arrested, charged, or prosecuted for using drugs or for simple possession. The person overdosing is protected too. If you see the emergency and choose not to help, the law won't protect you. Be a Good Samaritan. Call 911, stay and help. Learn more at stopoverdose.maryland.gov.
Sirius XM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
I'm still wearing cashmere.
Yeah.
I'm still walking around in alligators. Woo! I'm still looking at the diamonds on this big old Rolex. I'm still riding around that limousine. And I am still driving the women in this world. Woo! Completely out of their ever-loving cotton-picking minds, because I am still, woo, the world heavyweight wrestling champion. Do I make myself clear.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.